This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Just in terms of a bit of history, the African Development Bank, which is the premier DFI in Africa, the idea of the fund actually germinated from them. They are very focused on improving local capital markets in Africa. They want countries to borrow in local currency debt rather than dollar debt. So, because local currency debt is a more benign form of debt than dollar debt. Countries actually get into trouble when they have too much dollar debt, not local currency debt necessarily. So they were focused on that, and then they wanted a way for investors to invest in African local currency debt, which is where we, MCB Capital Markets, won the mandate to structure, launch, and manage a fund, which is the African Domestic Bond Fund, in an ETF format. So it's an exchange-traded fund, and essentially allows investors to invest in or get exposure to local currency debt across Africa. Now, and it's been very good. We launched the fund 4 years back. And, you know, this is the whole perspective versus reality that Africa often faces. Historically, we would get people to invest in Africa and they'd be like, no, we lose all our money because of FX. But now, 4 years on, we have a fund which has hard data, and we can actually sit around a table and proudly show numbers where African local currency debt, unhedged, has actually outperformed U.S. government bonds, U.S. investment-grade bonds, emerging market local currency bonds on a dollar return basis.
That's incredible. Could you explain, I mean, I want to essentially get like an example of what those numbers look like when you make that comparison between investment coming from the U.S., for instance, and, you know, the value of U.S. bonds, for instance, and how investing in debt coming out of Africa or African currency debt measures up in terms of the numbers.
So for example, we launched a fund 4 years back, almost to the date, in September 2018. Over that time period, the fund is up 28% in dollar terms. At the same time, U.S. government bonds during that four-year period are down 3.5% in dollar terms. So you've actually lost money over 4 years by investing in U.S. government bonds, which are AAA rated. But you've actually made money in dollar terms during the same period from investment in local currency bonds across Africa. And this, I mean, pan-Africa. So I'm considering South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, Morocco, Egypt, and the like.
And you've got interest in African low currency debt?
So we've always struggled to get people to invest because historically the perception has always been that it's a hard place and it's good somewhere where you lose money. But now with this fund and the data and the initiative that the African Development Bank has done, we've been able to actually convince people and show them hard data, and now we're getting a lot more interest. People are actually interested now at looking at this asset class. They're like, why should we be investing in U.S. government bonds when we can actually invest in local currency pan-African debt and make more money?
That's incredible. And just, you know, in terms of raising capital, talk to me about the process that you've had to go through in getting that done.
Right. So we launched the fund in 2018, and it's listed in the Stock Exchange of Mauritius. We are part of the mandate is to list it across different jurisdictions in Africa. So Botswana is our first listing after Mauritius. We are going to be eventually listing it across other places like Kenya, Morocco, Nigeria, and the like. And the whole idea about Botswana was also to provide access to local investors to an investment class that they couldn't access otherwise. So pension funds in Botswana are pretty big in size versus their local capital markets. And they have to invest locally, but they don't have enough investment options. Listing this fund allows them to invest their local money in an asset class that gets exposure to Africa to them, without necessarily giving that money to a BlackRock or a PIMCO outside of their external allocation.
So just give me the time frames of when exactly you listed on the Botswana Stock Exchange and if there's been any movement already on that platform.
Yeah, so it's it was listed last month. And honestly, it's been pretty slow. We've only had one trade so far, but we've had very good conversations with asset managers, pension funds and asset managers on the ground. And, you know, these things usually take a bit of time. So we think within a year from now, we will be... hopefully, our target is to raise anywhere from $50 to $100 million into the fund in a year from now from Botswana. But we've had good conversations on the ground, and it takes a while for people to, you know, sell something and allocate money. So we understand that. But people appreciate the fund. They appreciate the product. They like the story. A lot of them are amazed by the returns we've generated. So it has been a bit of a knowledge, education, training thing about how Africa is not a scary place to invest in. There are still products that make money and more money than global peers. So it was a very good conversation,
yeah.
And we hope to have many of those conversations across Africa and outside of Africa also, frankly.
Surely there's something to be said about the timing of launching a fund like this and having it on a Botswana stock exchange, for instance, when you've got these massive geopolitical shifts that are happening across the globe.
Right. I mean, yes. And you know, so this year, so while I gave you the numbers for 4 years, I mean, this year the fund is down 10% in dollar terms. But everything else is down even more than the fund, primarily because of the geopolitical macroeconomic issues that are happening around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it's been interesting to see that even during a time of intense stress in financial markets and the world, African local currency bond markets are down less than their peers. So even when we have a down year, we limit losses, which has been interesting, because people have always thought that if the world goes into stress, Africa will lose more money than, say, the US would lose. But it's been the opposite. So I mean, we've taken this year as a good opportunity to tell people that the perception versus reality is again stronger than they probably thought.
Yeah, it's an interesting PR game that's, I suppose, really at the heart of it, isn't it? I mean, I'm interested to hear as well. You talked about wanting to move into other jurisdictions. Where you're targeting first? I mean, what are your priorities at this point in terms of really starting to expand?
So the fund definitely has a development angle, primarily because the African Development Bank is an anchor investor and sponsor of the fund.
Of course.
So we want to improve local capital markets across Africa, and listing this fund in those jurisdictions is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as we list, we bring best international best practices and the infrastructure that goes around in managing an exchange traded fund. And people learn from that, hopefully, and other funds can copy that or learn from it and launch also. So we want to improve local capital markets by listing in those jurisdictions. So, I mean, the idea is to have one in South Africa, then one in maybe Kenya in East Africa, maybe a hub in the North Africa, and one in West Africa. Because we think Pan-Africa, we don't think Sub-Saharan Africa or North Africa. It's a Pan-Africa product.
Yeah.
So that's the aim right now, to at least have four listings over a medium-term period across Africa.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch what you guys do. You perhaps give us a platform where we can go in and really just track your performance, because I hope that there'll be interest, hopefully from investors, but even people that just want to be able to see what a fund like this is able to do.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, we welcome that, because the whole thing of this initiative has been to be as transparent as possible. We it's a daily dealing fund. People can see returns on a daily basis. You know what is happening, you know where we're investing in, so there's no black box going on behind it. And it's not like you invest and your money is tied up for, I don't know, 6 months to 1 year. You buy today, you can sell tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's very transparent, very liquid, and it's very cost effective. And that's the whole idea. We're not forcing people to invest. We're just telling them, this is a great product. You've historically looked at African fixed income with maybe blinders on, thinking that FX volatility will destroy returns, but that's not the case, at least over the last 4 years that the fund has been going on. So have some faith and trust.
We'll be watching closely.
The water is not warm.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.